and welcome to My Xbox and Me, episode 457. I am one of your hosts, MC Fixer, alongside the one and only Too Fresh Crash. Crash, I bid Hello. You a good day, sir. How are you?
You bid me a good day, what?
Tally-ho, pip-pip, how are you, sir?
Now you sound like a British person that an American would visualize or think in their head.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the most British you've ever been, Fix.
I mean, you're welcome. What can I say?
Thank you.
Except you're welcome. Sorry, I got the rock on the brain. I watched WrestleMania last night. And of course, the one and only, Mr. Paul Despawn. How are you?
Finally, the Despawn has come back to my Xbox. I mean, I'm here every week. What am I talking about?
I don't know if it's for you guys, but does it not feel like we haven't spoken in a really long time?
Yes.
It has been
We didn't do Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate. We didn't do it this week. Did we do it last week?
Last week as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and then a Sunday recording for the podcast.
Sorry, yeah. No. So, it's not your fault. I don't know. I thought, oh man, I haven't spoken to the boys in like ages. Yeah. It hasn't been that long, but just we talk a lot more than we used to. And again, my week has been very different from normal, because usually I'm at UB at least one day a week, and so yeah, it's been a week. But yeah, if you didn't know, this is My Xbox and Me, our weekly Xbox podcast, right here on youtube.com/MyXboxandMe and all podcast services. If you want to get the show early and help us financially, head over to patreon.com/MCFixer. Do not forget, 12-hour stream is happening April 27th, and I just found out my partner anniversary on Twitch is April 27th.
Hey, big celebration.
Yeah, big celebration. I won't be celebrating on my channel, but hey, you know. But yeah, come celebrate us lot doing some stuff over on our Twitch channel. We've got a bunch of games we're going to be playing. New game going to be added to the list.
Ooh.
Yes. Control warning. Content warning. Is that content what it's called? Warning.
I'm hearing no this. What this is.
Apparently, it's like the other game you want to play, Lethal Company.
Fresh.
Yeah, apparently, it's like exactly the same as that. Like, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, I think it's like content warning.
Yeah, it's basically imagine if Jake Paul was playing Lethal Company.
Interesting.
Is YouTubers in a scary space?
Maybe Jake Paul was the word bad example there.
I was going to say, like, that pulled me out of it.
Chris is like, well, I don't want to play this then. What do you mean? This sounds like shit. No, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, whenever I think of YouTubers vlogging in terrible areas, I just think of one of the Logans or the Jakes.
Oh, okay. I see what you were going for. That's a bit mean. Okay. That was mean. I get it.
Is it mean?
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
it's a great game, though. It looks fantastic. I can't wait to jump into it.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. But yes, we've got a bunch of games set up that we're looking to play. We want you guys to be involved in that and play games with us as well. So do not forget, April 27th, book some time off work, take the day off. It's a... Saturday? I think it's a Saturday. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's a Saturday, so yeah, should have plenty of time. Come through. We're going to try to raise some money for some shows that we got some ideas for and all of that good stuff. What am I forgetting to promote? I don't think... YouTube, go hit the subscribe button. Twitch, go hit the follow button. We've been a bit inconsistent with the Twitch lately, I'm going to be honest. It's not... We've just been a little busy. It happens. We'll be a little busy. Boys... Shout out to our Patreon producer, Aaron God, all day, every day. Thank you for keeping the lights on, keeping us doing what we do. Thank you. Topic of the show this week, one that is near and dear to especially mine and Kresh's hearts. I don't know about you, D-Spawn. I don't know about you, D-Spawn. I'm not going to lie. I don't know about me. But definitely me and Kresh.
Wait. Are the Locust aliens, D-Spawn?
Oh, fuck's sake.
Absolutely not.
You know what? Despawn's got me. Fix you out. You're out.
I'm in. Just to talk on that quickly before we jump into the conversation. So I was watching another podcast where someone was doing a video game show, and they called the Locust aliens as well.
They're wrong.
They are wrong. I was wrong. I have to admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong. So It is what it is. Gear 6, a little video game that we've all been waiting for. There's been a little bit of jibber jabber. There's been a little bit of talk going on. Jeff Grubb, as he does, was talking on the Kinda Funny X-Cast, old co-host, Snowbite Mike, on this actual show. they were talking, and Jeff Grubb come out and said that he's been hearing murmurs that Gear 6 will be potentially shown at Xbox's summer showcase, and people aren't ready. Very interesting. Very interesting. Crash, expectations for Gears 6. A game now we've waited a really long time for. Obviously, we are at the... Am I saying the right word here? I'm a little bit dumb. Pinnacle is the ending, right? Is the pinnacle the ending? No?
Penultimate.
Penultimate is the ending. Thank you. Penultimate. That's the word I was looking for. The penultimate game, I guess, for this trilogy. Obviously... How are you feeling right now when it comes to Gear 6?
Ooh. I'm looking forward to it, obviously. The thing I think I'm looking forward to the most as far as like single player is concerned, is really whether they backtrack from those open world sections or whether they've perfected those open world sections.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that was one thing that a lot of people were torn on. I personally liked it because it gave you more of an opportunity to explore some other aspects and some other storylines that weren't the main storyline. I do think it was done a little bit sloppily and it could have definitely been fine-tuned. And I hope with them being away with it for so long, they were able to sort of refine it into something that is more enjoyable and feels more Gears of War and doesn't feel like it might have been tacked on top of what was already there.
Fair enough. Yeah, I get that. I get that. I mean, we both spoke about it years ago now. I wasn't the biggest fan of the open world sections. I like my Gears game specifically to be very linear. You know, tell me that story, allow me to do your storytelling through, you know, when they slow down the pace of the characters walking and talking and seeing the world that way. Than what we got with the, I think it was called the Skiv. Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
The Skiv, I believe. I'm excited. I'll openly say I'm very excited. Despawn, where are you at hype levels right now for a Gear 6?
Oh, I'm there. I'm 100% hyped. Like, I've talked about it briefly in the past. I love the Gears franchise. It is up there as the, like, Xbox franchise for me. I'm with you. Like, I spent, like, when those games came out on launch, me and my housemate at the time, we would 100% like the entire game in co-op. I have done charity streams where I play through the entire series. I am here for a new Gears. The fact that everyone who's been talking about it, who've been like alluding to what's coming, being that we're not ready, that just excites me more. I want Gears to land, and I expect it to land. But it's the last great franchise that we've not seen in this generation for Xbox, and I can't wait for it.
That's a really good point. Yeah, I guess we've had all the other big hitters from Xbox's portfolio or... of games that were relevant, you know. Obviously, there's certain Fable is a IP that's come and gone, and we've waited. Gears is the one that I've been waiting for the most. I'm worried that it's not going to hit, and this I feel the exact same way about Gear 6 as I do about Hellblade 2. That I think they are both going to potentially be fantastic games that. The core, us and, you know, the Xbox fandom out there will absolutely love play. I think they will actually review pretty well as well. But I don't know if they're going to get the following that they need to be considered, you know, big titles in a way. Do you know what I mean by that? Gears is already a niche in itself anyway. It's not Halo.
Yeah.
It hasn't been Halo. It never will be Halo other than Gears 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, I think, you know, those first three games, you know, they gained a audience of people that really love them, but their multiplayer doesn't lend itself well to a casual audience. Like, you're not going to get your Tim, your Tatmans, and your Dr. Disrespects, and those type of people playing it like they would a Call of Duty or an Apex and things like that, because the skill level in those games are just so high. And that's obviously has a knock-on effect to how well the series does.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's probably the biggest dilemma that Gears of War will have. I think you also saw it to a degree with Halo, right? Halo Infinite releasing with that multiplayer kind of hurt its reception in the long run, where at first it was like, came out with a good multiplayer and a good single player. Then the multiplayer content dried out and people were sort of like, they didn't come out that good. And then people started looking back at the single player game as well. Like, it wasn't a perfect single player, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that you kind of get that with Gears of War as well. And not that the multiplayer is bad, because I don't think we've really had a bad Gears of War multiplayer ever. It's just so difficult to really play and have fun for people who aren't willing to like learn how that game works. Like you said, there is a big skill floor for that game. And so I do think the way they've handled microtransactions and stuff like that, I kind of want Gears of War and even Halo in the future to sort of separate the multiplayer releases and single player releases. I think it's easier to be like, this game's a blockbuster because here's a 10-hour campaign or 15, 20, however long you want to make it. This is that experience. The multiplayer will be something else, and that'll be its own fantastic experience. It's not all bundled up, where sort of part of the negatives of the multiplayer and part of the negatives of the single player sort of bundle up and drag down the whole entire game.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think the one thing we learned with Halo Infinite, right, is like, if you can separate those two out, you can have the conversation last a little bit longer. And if the multiplayer does hit in a way that we're not expecting, again, I don't think it will. Just, I just don't think they're going to fundamentally change what Gears is all of a sudden for it to fit a casual audience. Like, you know, if we don't have wall bouncing and shotguns taking off people's heads in 1 second, like, is it really Gears of War? I don't think that's going to go away, but I do think you hit the nail on the head there with, if they can separate the single player from the multiplayer and have them live, breathe as their own entities, maybe it will grab an audience that we're not expecting. Again, this would be, Game Pass is also in a place where it wasn't before. Obviously, it was still successful in the past, but it's in an even stronger place now than it was when any of the previous Gears games have ever came out. I'm excited though. I am excited for a new Gears. I'm excited to see what that studio has taken and learnt from the last Gears game. And I'm actually really happy to end that story as well. Like, I want that story, bow on it, done. Whoever dies, dies. Whoever lives, lives. Like, let's do that. And then I think we'll see where Gears is after that. I think after this next game, I can see Gears not being relevant for a really long time and the correlation moving on to something else. I know they've come out and said years ago, they're a Gears studio. We're a Gears studio. Mm-hmm. But I generally think Xbox, like... what's the name? Who did Horizon?
Gorilla.
Yeah, Gorilla was a Killzone studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Like,
and now they've made one of the best PlayStation IPs of all time because they got given the... I mean, it's one of, I said. One of.
The first game was amazing. Second game.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, I've heard mixed things.
You play the second one?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started it and I was like... I started it and was like, I played the entirety of the first game. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't want to say the story is a mess. It's just so involved.
The story is so like, this is a sequel. You better remember everything. No. And I'm like, you didn't ease me into this at all. It's just like, remember. It's like, yeah, no. It doesn't take away from its quality at all. But yeah, I can see. I hope this game does well. I really hope this game does well. And it does get me excited to hear murmurings that it's going to be shown at the showcase this summer as well. It really does.
Yeah.
It's not just also, Jeff Grubb as well who's saying this. Sorry, go on.
No. I think, yeah, Jeff at Windows Central, like Tom Warren said stuff as well. Verge. The thing that excites me the most is just... Weirdly, Gears seems to be like the best game to show the benchmark of the console. Like, Gears 5 was one of the best-looking games on the console.
Gears 5 was one of the best-looking games at the time it released, period.
Yeah.
Console.
I think Gears of War 5 is one of the best-looking games of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
Across any platform.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, I am excited to see what the Coalition do with Gears 6, having, like, the full life cycle of the series consoles now, to see what they come out with, like, in the last few years of the technically what should be the last few years of the console for console life cycles, but
it feels so weird.
Like, I feel right.
I don't know if it's just me, but I just don't feel like we've gotten enough out of these consoles. No. And I guess that's a conversation for another day. Maybe we'll do a separate video on it and go through what is actually released on these consoles. Mm-hmm. You are right. Like we are at that time where I'm interested to see what they do. I really am. And I think they're gonna hit out the park, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It just comes down to the fact of, do you like Gears? And that's what always scares me, because I can see a lot of people who do not like Gears playing Gears and saying Gears is a bad game, when it's like, but you don't like Gears. Like, mm-hmm. It's not going to change into something that we're six games in. Like, we're not going to change the formula here of what the game is of a cover-based shooter.
Yeah,
eight games in.
But no, six mainline games in. Get off my dick, all right? Get off my
What's
dick.
The eighth one? Are you counting Tactics?
Yeah.
Tactics doesn't even play like the rest. Okay.
The Gears game?
Judgment I can get, but Judgment, that's fair. That's fair.
So you put Pop in there as well, right?
That's nine games. That's nine if you're going to include Tactics, it's nine
exactly.
games.
Yeah, exactly. There's probably some other like, before you come for me, boy.
Game as well, some web-only game for Gears of War that we're forgetting as well.
You forgot about in the book where there was a crossword. You forgot about that mm-hmm. game, of course. You
that is a game.
That. You forgot
true,
about that.
True, the word search, yeah.
The words, the Gears word search. mm-hmm. But yeah, this does get me excited. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping... The only thing I'll say about Gears is notoriously known for CGI trailers, and like a CGI mm-hmm. trailer with amazing emotional music usually behind it. They usually pick a very good soundtrack to promote that game. Obviously, mm-hmm. Mad
we all
World.
Remember the Mad World one.
Exactly, yep. Mad World being the most probably the most iconic. It's got to be up. There's probably top five iconic trailers. I think. When it comes to
there's not a lot
of
personally when I think personally yes I don't know if I'd say well, I don't know if I'd
I just
say
can't
like
think
overall.
Of a lot of trailers that just jump into my head
that's fair
like that like mad like you say Mad World as a gamer you'd like automatically think of the Gears trailer 9 times out of 10 like I can't think of another trailer that does that.
No, that's
what,
fair.
With music you mean you're speaking specifically with music?
Just like music in general, yeah, is one specifically, but just in general, like, there's not a lot of trailers I could think of. Like, the only one that, as an Xbox fan, that jumps ahead, like, it didn't age well, but the Halo 5 Guardians one with the sheet coming off of Master Chief.
Yeah. You mean Poncho. Yeah, Poncho. Poncho was big as well. I'd say, I actually, a recent one, but Last of Us 2 as well. I think the way they... Last of Us 2, with them not showing that it's Last of Us 2, it doesn't open like a Last of Us game. Sticks in mm-hmm. my mind as a trailer of like, who the fuck is this and what the fuck is going on? And when they, the one they did the PlayStation showcase for, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was the Abby trailer.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this one stuck out in my head a lot more than certain other trailers, but that's just me. But yeah, good to see there's conversation about Gears happening. And it gets me excited. If you are somebody out there listening to this podcast, you know, you're at work right now, download the Xbox app and install Gears of War if you've never played it before. You can play it and say you don't like it, sure, but don't just look at it on the tin and go, oh, that's not for me. Gears
if
is a
you've
fantastic
never,
series.
If you've never played Gears of War, start with Gears 4.
No.
Yep.
Start with the Ultimate Edition.
No, yeah. No, start with the Ultimate Edition. No. Yes.
No.
Why
start with Gears 4?
Why? Why did
Gears
you say
4
that?
Is a good starting point. It's more modern. It's not like one still feels dated.
One feels
not
like a 360
necessarily dated,
game.
Not a bad dated. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think if somebody's not played Gears of War before, 4 is a much easier starting point than 1. And then you like the franchise or whatever, you can go back and play 1 and play through 1 and 3. And you'll appreciate them a lot more in that case. I think starting out at 1 is like, here, start out with the one that plays the worst. It feels like a 360 game and all this stuff where it's like, start with something more modern that can get you into the franchise, I feel like.
Yeah. I still say start with the Ultimate Edition, but that's me.
Just wait until they finally bring out the Gears Master Collection.
I don't want that.
I want it.
That's not happening.
Yeah, I know, but I want it.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Here first, it's definitely, maybe, possibly not happening.
Definitely, possibly, maybe not happening.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that. Moving on this week's dashboard, boys. We have had a leak this week, or last week, I should say. We are looking like we're going to be getting a all-white digital Xbox Series X. Some photos were out there. I saw them on X/Twitter. A lot of other outlets have picked up and reported on this. Not really much to say on this. I think this is I hate to say it, and it breaks my heart to say it, but this was the new hardware bundle that Sarah Bond was talking about when it came to new hardware, which... yeah, not again, as a man who has an all-white setup now, there's a part of me that wants it, but there's also a part of me that's like, absolutely not, under no circumstances. Who is out there clamoring for a white version of the Series X?
Can I be honest with you?
I
don't like how the white one looks.
Oh, okay. I thought you was about to
say I was gonna buy it. No. It looks like an old you know, you had that old Mac PC fix.
Yeah, in the back of your car. Still got it.
That looks like 10 times better than this. And that came out how long ago? This looks like an old PC that doesn't look good, in my opinion, in white. I kind of wish they would have, which it hasn't come out. They might have changed something. I kind of wish they changed something about it.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Did you ever watch, did you watch WandaVision?
I watched two episodes.
Okay, so did you ever see the white version of Vision?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
yes,
that's what this reminds me of. Literally, what this reminds me of. It reminds me of the white version of Vision, because you're just like, huh. I know what you're supposed to look like, and it ain't that, Chief. It ain't that. Like, it just throws you off a little, you know?
Yeah, I'm with it.
For me, that's how I felt when I saw it. I was like, huh, I don't hate it. Like, again, I don't hate it, and... if I was in the market for a series console and I hadn't bought one, this would be the one I would buy, especially for my setup currently. But we're so, like you were just saying, you were alluding to earlier, Despawn, we're so late in this console's life cycle, like a redesign I would have went for, but same form factor, but just the case is white now. I know that the rumors out there, there are a few changes, right? If I'm not mistaken.
If you scroll down, F, don't know where you are in the dock. There is no disk drive.
Yeah, no. Well, look, yeah. Look. Let's have a team meeting.
That is
team
meeting.
Don't allude to what's there. I'm teeing you up as a podcast host. I know what's not in the console. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to have a podcast and make a product here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I just say that I want to say that I think that was great, and people are going to enjoy it when they listen to it, because D-Spawn made you look stupid.
But I'm not stupid. I'm good at my job. You guys are bad at your job.
D-Spawn made you look stupid.
Yeah, I bring you guys into the conversation in a way of like, oh, yeah, oh, I wonder what is missing. But D-Spawn's then meant to be like, yeah, oh, well, actually, it's missing a dish tray. Not, well, if you scroll fucking down, you'll see what's there. Like, come on.
I'm just going to, for those that are watching the video, I'm just going to bring up the picture of Vision again, just to, you know, lighten the mood.
There you go. Fuck's sake. All right. Anyway, yeah, so it's looking like no disc tray. The disc tray is going to be removed.
Really?
Yeah, crazy. What? Absolutely crazy. An all digital Xbox Series X. It's almost like I said it in the title of this piece. Crazy. Who would have thought it, D-Spawn?
Who would have thought it? Can I also introduce you to my old digital Series X?
I tell you what, Shay, did you just mind as well? It's in the other room. Yeah. It's got a dish tray. It just don't bloody. I don't get it. Do you understand?
I was going to say what's in the dish tray, but yeah.
Were you going to say why they're doing an all digital version?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Why? Why do we need this?
Probably cheaper for them to make it, because you're not including the dish tray.
No, I understand.
Okay,
that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I understand that. It's just a why. Like, I get it's cheaper to make. Are they actually selling enough of these that this is going to actually sell, you reckon?
I don't know. Maybe they just feel like they need to put out new hardware right now.
Right. If something else gets upgraded inside it, maybe. But, like, this seems like the next step in their push to going all digital in general. If they're like, we've done it with the Series S. Is that more powerful version you've all been asking for? But still all digital. So it's going to be, I don't know, no disc tray. So maybe we'll try and do it at $50 cheaper. So, you know, you get a cheaper alternative and it's still technically until PlayStation Pro Plus 5 comes out. It's still the most powerful console on the market.
If Sony puts out a PlayStation Pro for the 5, does that put Xbox in a weird situation by putting out this?
No, they've already got the weaker hardware anyway, right? Like, I hate to say it, I know Xbox is actually a more powerful console, but it seems to always be the worst versions of games. Like, that's not, I'm not even trying to hate, but like, when it comes to, you do see Digital Foundry videos, frame rate's usually better on PlayStation. Little things like Hi-Fi Rush, I saw a little thing going around the other day about that. It's a better version on PlayStation. Like, no, I don't think it's going to make a single bit of difference at this point. I don't think people who play on the Xbox really give a... Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm speaking out my arse here, but I'll talk for myself. I don't give a crap if it's 4 frames better on PlayStation. And maybe now, with a pro version, it will be solid... Solid 30. Solid 30 is the 30 yeah. to 24 and then jumping up and down, right? Because Dragon's Dogma is still coming out and going to be 30 frames per second.
Yeah.
That's not going to change on this Pro. I don't think it makes any difference to Xbox. I think they've got their 2 SKUs. I don't want to confuse it any more than what they already are currently if this digital Xbox Series comes out.
Yeah, I think this is the middle ground for those kind of, like, you know, you see the complaints from people like the Series S doesn't quite do what I need it to do and this and that, blah blah blah. This is that kind of middle ground to get people into that. Yeah. If it launches, or if it's just a test model, who knows? But if it launches and, you know, there's going to be a market out there, I think it's going to be a smaller one than we think. I think this is definitely going to be that kind of like, well, I like the Series S. I like my digital library. I don't want to pay the full price to get the X because I'm not going to use a disc tray. You're used to a white console. Here's a white console that does everything. Oh, okay, cool.
Play discs.
No, I know, but
T Spawn said it does everything.
Everything the S
it does everything that you already currently have. I know what you mean.
Terrible podcast.
Do you think this? Well, you're the audience for this, Crash. They are literally a look at. No, no, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Fuck this show, you know? Like, why do I even bother? Like, why do I try and, like, you know, make a podcast?
I apologize. I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize. Fix, what were you saying? I apologize for cutting you off. That was incredibly rude.
You're the audience for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think that is, Fix?
Honestly, I went to bed at 5:30 last night, all right? Mm-hmm. I was up watching WrestleMania. I don't need your bullshit today, all right? I don't need your bullshit today, all right?
The people you want to win WrestleMania.
All I'm saying is we can end the show right now. I still made another week happen, you know? That's all I need.
That's true. That was fun, boys.
Until next time, we'll love you, leave you, see you all later, and goodbye. Could you imagine? We just ended it right there.
That'd be hysterical.
Anyway, let's move on. Microsoft's gaming chief hints that Xbox could get PC store one day. Microsoft gaming CEO Phil Spencer has dropped some hints that PC stores like Epic Game Store and Inchi.io could one day arrive on Xbox consoles. In an interview with Polygon, Spencer said the console market isn't growing and that there are barriers that exist today. Quote, how can we be a part of opening that model, end quote, asked Spencer, hinting at the potential radical rethinking of Microsoft Xbox console ecosystem. I think this makes perfect sense. If they can make something like this work, I think when he says this, it's a very interesting thing, right? I see this as the same way I can stream games from my laptop. If I'm upstairs on my laptop and I don't have the game installed and my PC is on, I can stream a game to it. I see it being more akin to something like that than I do it being you download your Steam games onto your Xbox. And I think Phil Spencer's being very smart there with the way he's speaking.
Even if this does ever come out, do we see Steam games ever coming out on the Xbox marketplace?
Because this is what I'm saying. Would you make? That's why we got to be very careful in the way we say this.
In any regard, I don't see Steam doing it. Because I don't...
Yes. No, I disagree. I see Steam. Okay. I think they'll... If there's an app that exists for Steam where it is a case of you can stream your games that you own on Steam via another device, whether you've got your laptop on or your PC on and you want to stream it to a console, don't ask me why you would want to do that, but maybe there's a case in where that exists and people want to do that. I can see that existing. Yes.
But I think I don't think it's meant like that.
No. I know what I think it's meant like. Okay, I don't think it's going to go to that. I don't think... What does Steam gain from putting anything on Xbox?
I was going to say even the streaming regard, I don't think Steam is interested in that because you open the door for Microsoft to have access to your customers. And Steam has such a chokehold on the PC marketplace that I don't think you want to even give an avenue of anybody possibly looking at that and be like, maybe I invest a little bit more time there. Maybe I play a little bit more. Maybe. I don't think they want to do that. With Epic, makes a lot more sense. Epic is solidly in second or third place. I don't know the actual numbers.
I'd say second.
Second.
When you think PC game, you think Steam, then Epic. You don't. There's no... Who else? You ain't thinking EA.
There's Launcher, Galaxy. Are you? No, not EA Launcher. Never the EA Launcher.
I know, that's a loud statement. I just went different there. I don't know what the answer is.
This to me reads very much so like when the question of will Game Pass ever be on PlayStation, the answer is always like, we're open to have our games on any platform that'll have us.
I get you.
That's how I read this answer.
I got you. D-Spawn, you good? D-Spawn can't hear us. Love it, carry on. Yeah, it's fine. We're carrying on. Okay. I don't know how. Let me show right on my phone that we're carrying on. This is a show this week, isn't it? Notes. Okay, one second. This is why we do a backup. We are carrying. I can't spell. Carrying on. I think that's how you spell it. D-Spawn!
There was supposed to be a
why. He's giving me
he gave you the thumbs up.
He gave me the yo, keep going, guys. Keep going. I don't know what's going on with D-Spawn, but he's dead to us now. Moving on. Hollow Knight Silk's Song has an Xbox store page. Hollow Knight Silk's Song now has an Xbox store page and coming to Game Pass day one. The quote here is, for these games, a key differentiator, thank you, is the post-launch live operation phase meant to keep players engaged for years. Are you a Hollow Knight fan, Chris? I don't know. Did you play the first one?
I've tried the first one. It did not pull me in at all, which was a little bit disappointing because I know people liken it to like the Souls games and stuff like that a lot.
Yeah. 100%. People love these games. People love these games. But yeah, no, not for me personally.
It is a really good get for Game Pass, though. I think this is probably one of the bigger indie games that'll get added to Game Pass. Is Hollow Knight an indie game? Yeah, it's an indie game.
It's in that realm, that world of indie game, right? So, yeah. I don't know. Did you enjoy Hollow Knight, D-Spawn?
I enjoyed what I played of it, but I didn't play enough of it to have an informed opinion. I think it hits that itch that does not scratch for me, of the kind of like Dark Souls-esque but indie. And I'm very much like, yeah, like what I played was fun, but I definitely hit a wall at some point. I was like, you know what? I'm good. I appreciate what it is, but that's about it. It is gorgeous. I know that.
At least it's in Game Pass. A1. A1 in Game Pass.
I mean, I'll definitely check it out. Silk Song, yeah.
Yeah. No, I get you. 100%. Boys, it's time for Guess That Game. Whose week is it? Because we didn't discuss it beforehand. Does anyone know?
Not mine. I did the last
one. You did last week. I think think it might be mine.
Yeah, I think it might be you too. I bet you ain't got a game, have you?
No, I haven't. So let me pick a game while you explain the rules.
Perfect. This is Guess That Game. Guess That Game is where one of us hosts and has a game in our head. We put up a timer of 1 minute 30 and we can ask questions that are answered with a yes, a no, and then sometimes something in between of like, usually a noise like that if we're being totally honest. The points sit at this. We have the one and only Crash on the 5 points. Crazy. We have Matt P Video, who is dead. He's sitting at 2 points. We have Paul D Spawn, who is hosting this week, who is at 3 points. So won't be able to get any points this week, thank God. And we have myself sitting at 2 points. Me and D Spawn, I know he's above me, but we are notoriously, I'm not gonna lie, last week actually pissed me off. Like,
what was the game last week again?
It was
the Devil May Cry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get we didn't get nothing. It was so bad. So bad. Put it this way. If we have another stinker like that, we're going to do like a mid season where like, we just give Crash the crown and come up with a new segment. Cause I can't do it anymore. I can't. Frustrates the hell out of me.
Well, let's find out if Crash is getting the crown.
Let's find that. Are you ready?
I have a game. I have a timer.
Right.
What order?
Me. I'm first.
We are gonna.
Okay. Me.
D-Spawn picks it. I'm just saying.
He didn't even introduce the segment.
You're lucky I can hear you right now. Okay. we are gonna go Fixer first.
Woo!
And then move on from there. Let's hope my earphones don't break. So.
He just starts randomly answering yes or no.
Yes. No. Yes. Yes. No? Yes.
I guess.
Okay. Time starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
Xbox 360 generation.
No.
Series.
No.
Xbox original generation.
No.
Xbox One generation, though.
Yes.
Xbox exclusive?
Was okay. That's a yes.
That's perfect. That's fine.
At launch.
EA.
No.
Capcom.
No.
Activision.
No.
It's an action game.
No.
2K.
No.
Wasn't exclusive. Female protagonist.
Nope.
Fighting game.
No.
Is it a genre game that I would play?
I'd say no.
Okay.
RPG?
No.
Fuck. JRPG?
3 seconds. No.
A walking sim type game?
No.
Puzzle game?
Wow.
Big puzzle elements, yeah.
Xbox One generation. Timed exclusive.
Yes.
We didn't get a studio, right?
No.
Is it weird we didn't get a studio this spot? Should we have got a studio?
Is it one of the big five publishers?
He doesn't have to answer. You don't have to answer it.
I'm gonna give you both a question because this one went really badly, but it's a huge studio, publisher. But the developer's not huge. I'll say that. And yeah, one more question each.
Well, Crash, I'm thinking.
I'll tell you.
Is it like a 505 games publisher?
No.
No.
It wasn't exclusive. Xbox One generation. Okay. Was it a Kinect game?
No.
Okay. All right. Sorry, let's rerun. Let's rerun. Go on.
Yeah, I'll rerun, and I feel like I might have fucked you a little bit, but I'll tell you where, so you can take it from there. So, it is an Xbox One generation. When it launched, it was exclusive. It is now on another platform. I'll say that. What else did you get? Not a RPG, not a JRPG, not like EA, Capcom, anything like that.
Published by a big publisher, but not a big
one of
studio.
Yeah.
This Somebody is who publishes like games.
Mm-hmm.
And not a develop, not like an EA who makes games, quote unquote, in house.
No. So this is where I think I'm.
Okay. All right. All right. I think I know what I'm going with.
Okay. Let's think of a. I'm trying to give you a hint.
No, don't. No. It's too late. I think like we've dug our own grave. This is all we can fix.
Okay.
Also,
like I said, it's a genre that Fix would not generally play.
Yeah, I've got one.
But again, because you both look confused.
I've got one. I'm gonna go with this. I don't know if it wasn't. Okay. Don't know if it wasn't an exclusive, and the comments are gonna actually eat me alive for this. I don't know if it started as an exclusive or not. I don't think it did. Psychonauts 2?
No, that's not the game. And I believe that was exclusive when it launched. I think it still is. I don't think it's anywhere else.
I'm just gonna say.
Before you have the PlayStation.
But Psychonauts 2 came everywhere. It
had a Kickstarter, right?
Okay. It was multi-platform.
It was. Oh, yeah, of course it was.
I know this is wrong. I'm just going to say Tomb Raider. I'm 100% sure it's wrong. I can't think of any other game.
Yeah. So this is where I feel like I fucked you, because the publisher was actually Microsoft Studios. But it is now on Switch. It is Ori and the Blind Forest.
Okay. No, that's fine. I can give you that. That's fine. I can give you that. I'm not. I'm not mad. Yeah. I'm not mad.
We're not cancelling this section just yet, then.
No. No. I don't think you threw us off too bad. Like, you said big publisher. No.
That's an exclusive.
That's not a puzzle game.
There's a plot.
No.
Well, there is puzzle elements.
There's RPG elements in it as well.
And if you look it up on Wikipedia, what is it looked at?
It's a platform adventure Metroidvania game.
Yeah, Metroidvania would probably be like the main tag for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you said puzzle, it threw me off.
That's
too
what
much.
Threw me off.
Yeah.
Puzzle elements. And I was like, Double Fine technically puts puzzle elements in Psychonauts. So I'm not angry. I'm not mad at losing to that.
I don't think you answered anything like egregiously wrong. No. There's stuff that I disagree with, but like you weren't out here calling Locust aliens, so I'm cool with what
I would never. I'm not a monster.
One time.
I'm not gonna let you live that down. Because I should have won that. I should have won the very first one. Jesus and I lost.
Christ. All right.
You lost that entire year.
Yeah,
I did. Points. Off of that first loss. Yeah. That first loss just ruined
it. It rocked your confidence.
That was your spiral.
It rocked your confidence.
Yeah, it just completely ruined it.
Let's jump into Fixer Sack. Remember, you can email in myxboxandmepodcast@gmail.com, or you can be like all the cool kids in our community and join our Discord, joining the conversations. If you're someone who's like, I don't really like Discord, it's a bit too busy, as really is, and it's a bunch of cool people hanging out, having discussions about video games, and usually taking the mickey out of me, if I'm being honest with you, but, you know, it happens. First question comes from Anubis, who says, if you could hang out as friends with a video game villain for one day, who would it be? Interesting. I'm trying to think of some iconic villains that I enjoy. First one that pops into mind is Thanos. The reason I say that is because I'm like, yo, broski, like, let's sit down and talk. I feel like you need to talk a little, and then like we can discuss this whole snapping everyone out of existence.
Like, you feel like you can change Thanos.
I'm not saying I can change him, but like, I'm more wanna, but I don't really get what, like, it's like, bro, I get your point of view on things makes a little bit of sense, but there's got to be a better way to do it. Than what you're doing, than just killing half the world. You know, like, can we not come up with some funds, talk to Elon Musk, get some money together, like, you know, help people out? No, not interested in that? All right, well, you know, I tried. He comes to mind. Wesker always comes to mind as well, because I would just want to be like, yo, you started off as a police officer and these were your friends. Then you started injecting yourself with steroids, which were viruses. Like, come on, bro. That's crazy. And you got shot with a rocket launcher. What was that like? And then you live
thrown into a volcano.
And then you got thrown into a volcano. Like, what the fuck, man? That's crazy.
You think we ever seen come back from that? I don't think we do.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But only yeah. because of Resident Evil 4 Remake. I feel like they gave him... He's now got a character model that like fits that world as well. A little bit more where I'm like... I don't think you'll see DC Douglas voice him, though. He'll be a new voice actor.
Did they get new voice actors for everybody?
Not everyone, no. But DC Douglas has a weird past with that character. He used to do like erotica like talks as Wesker.
Right. Okay.
I went to one.
Yeah, no, that's. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I went to one. At Comic Con. Yeah. It was very much like a, we can do this, but no one's allowed to record it. Capcom don't like me doing this, like, da-da-da-da type of thing. Very
yeah, I was going to say, I can't imagine Capcom would be too down with that.
They weren't. And it was interesting. It was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the big one for me is, obviously, I just want to hang out with Sephiroth for a day.
Oh, fuck Sephiroth.
I
haven't finished Final Fantasy VII Remake yet. I'm very close. I'm going to say it, and I think he might be one of the most overrated villains ever. I just don't get it. I don't get why he's so, like, everyone loves him so much.
You know, there's been a lot of villains that have come out that have been directly inspired by Sephiroth to a degree. I think you have that a little bit in Wesker as well. Some of his attitudes and the way he acts is very Sephiroth-coded. So I think what you're seeing is you've seen the progression since Sephiroth and since you didn't originally experience it. And you're like, I'm not vibing with this. Whereas if you played it when you were younger, when you didn't experience a lot of the characters that came after him.
Yeah.
So that's fair. I think that's it.
I think
what you're saying is fair, because I do think
he's kind of basic.
If you're viewing him against everybody, I do think that there's a lack of depth you get from certain villains nowadays that you don't get from Sephiroth necessarily.
Yeah.
But I think if you're looking at somebody who's just sort of Sephiroth's iconic because a lot of villains in video games that came afterwards are 100% inspired by Sephiroth to some degree.
Okay, yeah. I respect that.
He was the blueprint for what a lot of villains became.
Yeah.
But honestly, I just want to play with his big sword. That sounded weird. Moving on.
What do you mean by that, big man?
We're not moving on.
Crash.
This one wanted all 12 inches.
It was all of it. Man said, give me all the Sephiroth.
I just want to play with this big sword. That's a wild.
Crazy. Yo. I'm gonna let you know.
My headphones are stopped working.
Oh, they stopped working, have they? Oh, yeah. Like, Crash, time code that. Okay. What was the actual question? Who else? Despawn, have you got anyone other than Sephiroth?
Despawn went. I don't think.
Severin's 19 inches. No, I'm good.
Okay. Crash?
I don't know if I have one that I would want to hang out with. Because, like, no, because I think of General Ram. I think of any villain, and I'm like, I maybe like an hour you could get me to hang out with them, but like for a day, it's a like day at some point time. I'm gonna see them do some fucked up shit, or I'm gonna get into an argument with them or something. It's not gonna end well for me. I'm not gonna get to the end of the day. lasting the full 24 hours.
Do you know what it reminds me of? This question reminds me of you are like a war journalist, you know. Like,
no.
You're just there, like, with him in his day-to-day and, like, filming everything he does. And then, like...
I can't, like...
No, you can talk to him, but you're guaranteed to not die, like, sort of thing. Like, it's like... Yeah, like, you're like... I don't know if I want to say that. Yeah, you know when, like, bad people let people into their homes and shit like that and film it all, and you're like, why the fuck are you doing this? It's like, well, because we want to prove that we're humans as well type thing. Like, what we're doing. Yeah, I feel like it's that type of, like, journalistic press relationship here. And then, like, you see General Ram, like, boot someone off a building, and then, like, you just sort of walk up to him, like, why did you do that? And he's just like, yeah. And you're like, shit, I get it.
I have two from the same series. I think it'd be a good one. It just jumped into my head. Vass and Pagan Min from Far Cry.
But they're just
hanging out. Like you say, the war correspondents hanging out with them for a day.
Okay.
I thought about them, but I think they were too real for me. Especially after like what you said. It's like, that's just a little bit too real. I don't want to like experience hang out with somebody who's like a little bit more like
Bowser. I want to hang out with Bowser.
Hang out with Bowser?
Yeah,
Bowser
because
would probably be a good time.
I want to hang out with Bowser because I just want to be like broski. Like, there's other chicks out there, bro. Like, you don't need one. Like, you know how many are out there? Like, there's a bunch.
You could fix them. It's like,
Fix just wants to fix people, like, quite literally.
Therapy.
Therapy.
Team Rocket. I'll hang out with Team Rocket.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're just dumb. Okay.
Yeah, Jesse
cartoon,
James,
no, cartoon Team Rocket, 100% with you.
No, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Video game Team Rocket, like, they're really not nice people.
No.
I don't know if it's, so you guys know JoJo from the community. She was at my, she came around the other day. She went to the Pokemon store, the London Pokemon big thing that happened. Bro, I keep having like Pokemon stuff pop up on my like ad stuff now. I almost bought a bunch of Pokemon t-shirts. I want to get back into Pokemon, but not, but I don't care about this new gen, bro. Like
Start opening card packs.
I can't afford them.
That's a good point.
Like the old ones.
No, I'm saying card packs in general. They got card packs that don't have the newer cards.
They did the 151 one run, didn't they? Like, which are the newer ones of the older ones. I was tempted to start collecting them.
I came
them.
So close.
Yeah, very tempted.
Like, that's how much a box was.
I mean, to be outside of like just content creation thing, that could be pretty good content as well. I don't know how people would stick onto it for you, but it might be worth something trying in general.
I'll enjoy it for about 10 minutes. So that problem with that is the investment for that shit is so expensive.
It's a lot. You just gotta get cut lucky with some cards.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not really known for my luck. I'm for give me a Charizard! PSA 10! Now, it's not quite how it works.
I think I got one in one of
them. Oh, wow. Crazy. Brag about it. Anyway, moving on. Origin Cookie Man says, what was your favorite April 1st gaming announcement this year? Mine was Pal World, more than just Pals. I didn't even see this. I have to be honest with you. For those who haven't seen this, this is like a Pal World looking dating simulator looking thing. That's the way I would explain it. Like, what do you guys see when you see this?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what they were like leaning at. Yeah. Pal World dating. It very much strikes me like Doki Doki Literature Club, but
I was literally that, but like, yeah, that's exactly what I saw as well. Can I be honest? The April Fool's jokes this year, trash.
Can I be honest?
Trash.
I think April Fool's in general is trash. I think back in the day, it used to be so good because the amount of effort that went into them. And not only that, everyone wasn't doing it. Like back in the day when IGN used to do theirs, IGN ones used to be iconic.
Yeah.
And now, the biggest one this year for me was the Discord one. And they accidentally created a bot. And have you seen they broke the record for like the most views? Have you not seen this?
No.
I saw that broke the record for the most views.
Discord accidentally created a bot in Discord and broke YouTube because of it. So now Discord have the record for the most views in 24 hours, but not because people watched the video, because they had it run in Discord, and each time Discord was open, it was just on loop. So everybody who opened Discord that day and left Discord open, it was just looping. And it was only a 12-second video, I think, or 16 seconds. It's now sitting at like 600 million views.
That was the loot box thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought they actually were adding a loot box. That was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah. But
that's a horrible April Fool's joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
weird. They're just like very low hanging fruit. I feel like a lot of the times the April Fool's jokes. Mm-hmm. I feel like the next time we get a good video game publisher April Fool's joke is they're gonna leak some type of game and then people are gonna be like, that's not real or whatever, and then you can't do it.
That would be the best one. That would be the best one. I think if you actually leak, imagine Ubi come out, and Ubisoft would be the perfect company for it as well. By the way, I'm no longer under contract. Ubisoft would be the perfect company for it. Because all you'd have to do is leak. Imagine they leaked to Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On that day, and everyone's like, "Oh, this ain't real." And like, but at the end of it, it is actually real. And everyone's like, "No, it's not real. Don't worry about it. It's not real." It's
yeah.
Not
six
real.
Months later, you see
and
the
then
trailer.
Six months later,
going crazy.
They're like, "Wait, what the fuck?" That would be crazy from Ubi, but I don't know.
I'm just saying, EA, if you want to drop Titanfall 3 on April 1st next year, I'll be totally down with that.
That will be a joke. That's not really happening if they do that. That was a joke.
This fucking guy, bro. He lives in a dream world.
I do. It's nice here. It's lovely.
Next up, we got a Wild Army Enter says, what is your favorite hard levels or Game Pass games that have been made? Also, what would you have your future kid try to beat it or get past the hardest level? My favorite, I don't have a favorite hard level. I'll be honest with you because I don't like hard things.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not despawned. I don't want no sword in my anywhere near me. Yeah. All right.
Can we timestamp that?
No.
Can we?
No, we're good.
For me, the one that comes to mind for me is High Mile Club on Call of Duty. The achievement for that was absolutely crazy. You had to get through that airplane a certain amount of time. I think it was like 4 minutes or something like that on the hardest difficulty. Yeah, back in the day, I used to play, again, when I had ridiculous amounts of time to play video games, I'd play more hard things. But now, if something's hard, generally, playing more hard things. Crash, get your head out of the gutter.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just out here handling these hard things, Crash. My life is so hard. I love to come home from a hard day's work and sit on something nice and hard.
Yeah, now you're going a little overboard. Yeah.
No one likes to sit on hard things.
I do. I like a firm chair.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the one that comes to mind for me. But I don't enjoy hard levels. I don't enjoy hard difficulties. I don't enjoy hard games. Sorry. No.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. Like, hard games, not for me. Like, I like a good experience. I don't like to struggle with my experiences. I'm really, really focusing on how I say this now because of the way that we've been reacting. I prefer my gameplay experiences to be like the gameplay easy. Itself to be the fun part. Not so much easy, gameplay to be fun.
Not beating you over the head.
I don't like to feel like I'm hitting a brick wall. Like, it's the reason I dropped a Felden Ring.
I like to die once.
I don't play Souls games.
I don't like to die 10 times. And if I do die, I like when it was, and I know Elden Ring technically is this, but like when I die in, I don't care, Avatar, let's say, because I have run headfirst in and got killed by 10 robots, it's because of me. I did that and I played that stupidly and that's why I died. Yeah. Not because the game difficulty is so heavily hard that it just doesn't become fun for me.
And to answer the second part of this question, would you have your future kid try and beat it? No, because again, if I had a kid, I'd be like, here's my favorite games. At some point I would show them that, but very much like I want people to come into gaming in whatever avenue they come into it. And so that they find their enjoyment in it themselves. I don't want to be like, this is the kind of game you have to play to appreciate gaming, because what I appreciated like 10 years ago and what I appreciate when I was a kid isn't the same that's going to be like for my kid. Like, gaming is going to be a different experience altogether.
I knew it's gotten bad for me when it comes to level difficulty. We played Mario Party for the first time the other day, me and Haley, and we played on normal and I came last. Haley won. I came last.
Against bots.
Against bots on
which
normal.
Which boss do you guys have?
What character wise?
Yeah.
Oh, I was Luigi. Haley was. Oh, what, in Mario Party?
I don't know if it's accurate, but I feel.
Oh,
like
okay. We just kept running with that. All right. Cool. Yeah. Sure. Peach. I'm giving you an out and Yoshi.
Peach is the hardest fight. Yeah. There's the two.
I think Yoshi's pretty good. Birdo's pretty good.
Yeah.
Birdo'll wreck you.
Yeah. True.
Birdo wrecks.
No, I'm with Despawn as well. By the way, for the kid thing, like. No, what am I going to do? Ruin my... sit here and play Resident Evil 2 and you need to speed run it and get every single unlock now. Go.
Like, I see Fix grounding his kid when he's going up the stairs and he's not aiming fast enough.
Facts.
You're like,
you're not skating fast enough.
I'm taking away your iPad. No more Fortnite. No more nothing. You're playing nothing but this until you get it down, Pat. Exactly.
You need to lock in the slide cancelling or you're out.
Okay, maybe that. I'm not going to lie. Maybe that. Yeah.
Okay.
I think for me, it's probably Battletoads. when I'm thinking of like games that are like hard, that isn't like when my mind goes to it, I don't go towards Elden Ring and games like that, even though they are difficult. But Battletoads, the game in general, but also the motorbike portions of those games, I think are notoriously difficult as well. My mind goes to those. But no, I wouldn't. I would introduce my future kit to them. I would not try to make, I wouldn't have my kid try to beat it. I wouldn't like force my kid. Whenever he's like, I'm done with it, it's like, okay, cool. You played it. That's it. That's all. That's, I just wanted to introduce you to it. Whether you like it or not, that's out of my hands. I'm not going to force something like that on you.
Yeah.
Next question. Big Willy P says, Sony continue to roll out a great slate of games every month for their PlayStation Plus subscribers at all levels and seem to catch everyone's attention each month. Do you think Xbox made a mistake moving away from this model with their games with gold, especially given their now large back catalog of games they could lean on to give away? No, because as far as we're aware, as far as I know, Xbox are sitting at 10 million plus Game Pass subscribers and Sony are nowhere near that number, other as they would say. So Xbox have clearly made the right decision. No one cared about games with gold. And let me say this, actually. I don't have Game Pass at the moment, right? I don't have Game Pass Ultimate right at the moment. And I went to download the Game Pass Ultimate rewards yesterday and couldn't. And I was like, oh, shit. I forgot that that was a part of what I got. And it's like, well, the fact that that was such a seamless process of like, okay, I get this, I get online, I get all the, like, and I didn't even think about it. I've been using my PlayStation way more now, especially because of Final Fantasy, and just it's upstairs where my Xbox is downstairs at the moment, and I still think PlayStation, their system is just confusing of all fuck. I don't understand these levels and this, that, and the other. And yeah, no, Games with Gold needed to go. The evolution, it was Game Pass Ultimate and Game Pass Core, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, I also think like it's easier to pull bigger games in the PlayStation Plus for Sony because they're also the bigger platform than Xbox is. So I think that like there's a little bit of, I don't want to say disgenuineness in the conversation being formed that way, but there is like, it's not in a one-to-one situation, because also like Fick said, people didn't give a fuck about Games with Gold. How many times do we look at Games with Gold and be like, they should end this, they're not adding anything good? It was year stretches that they didn't add anything good to Games with Gold. It was a long time.
And then look at the flip reverse on that when we do celebrate Game Pass, when they add something good to that, especially day and day, which they do a lot. If you look at their showcases lately, how many of those are like, oh, in Game Pass day one? No, I think Xbox have done the right thing for their business model, and PlayStation are doing the right thing for their business model. I think they're both in the right place right now when it comes to what they're trying to do, to be honest with you. I think they're doing well. I just miss it nowadays, but I don't see people celebrate what PlayStation adds that much the way.
Every now and again, they'll add a new like day and date game to PS Plus, and it's like, oh, that's cool that we're getting that. Like, Foam Stars was the one, the last one I remember. Like I say,
who the fuck's talking about Foam Stars?
Everyone's back.
I think when people look at it, they look at like the track record Sony's had with both Rocket League and what's the other game? I'm thinking of Fall Guys, which is only two games in a myriad of months where other games were featured, right? So I do think PlayStation Plus has had maybe more luck in having what could become a, I don't want to say blockbuster, but you know, like that big, like it captured the zeitgeist of gaming. Maybe you could look at that and say that PlayStation's had more of those than Xbox, but I think if you look like overlap everything Xbox had to on Game Pass and sort of tally it up against what Sony's had on PlayStation Plus, you don't end up with something that's that much of a difference in the long scheme of things.
I think PS Plus works better as a marketing tool for the individual games that are coming to it on those day and dates than it does to like the comparative services. Because again, like we say, we see like at least once, twice a month, we get an update to say, here's five or six games coming to Game Pass, relatively similar prices that you're going to get PS Plus for, and the PS Plus Essentials and things like that. I just don't think they're comparable, and I think, yeah, the this like for like comparison just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, no, I agree. I do agree. Next question, and our last one for this week, boys. We have got, if my computer will let me open it, apparently it won't. Here we go. I'm there. Toplift says, all the recent talk of handhelds recently, what are your favorite handheld memories of the past? I.e. favorite game or favorite handheld console or accessories? Good question. And the reason I was a little bit out there, I was looking up a game because I couldn't remember what it was called. Does anyone remember the Yu-Gi-Oh games on the Game Boy Advance?
Yes, I did.
Not play them.
There was one that was a dice game. Like you had this dice.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember exactly what it's called. I was trying to look it up right now and I can't find them because there's so many. I can't. I'm looking in front of me right now, but I can't. I don't think it was Worldwide Edition.
I don't remember what it's called. I know the game you're talking about. I know the exact game you're talking about.
There was one on that, and I was obsessed. Obsessed. I used to be big into Yu-Gi-Oh, so it makes perfect sense.
Dungeon Dice Monsters?
Probably that one. That probably makes sense. Something called Dice. It had something to do with Dice. I remember that. That's probably my favorite memory as a kid when it comes to a handheld. That... Pokemon, I know obviously kind of a basic answer, but like Pokemon, without Pokemon Red and Blue, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, especially Red and Blue, changed the life of my entire family. Like the reason my dad owns a game shop is because I started collecting Pokemon cards, got bored of my Pokemon cards and wanted to throw them away. He put them all into a binder like you guys do now and started selling them. He had a whole shop where kids would come and buy and sell Pokemon cards. Before, like, nowadays we go to conventions and, like, everyone sells fucking Pokemon cards. Back in the day, back when I was a kid in the 90s, that wasn't the case, right? Like, my dad had a shop far away from our house that I couldn't go to very often, but, like, he used to be the Pokemon guy. Like, people used to go there to get your Pokemon cards. And, like, it's weird. Like, obviously, I fell off Pokemon pretty early after Gold and Silver, right? Like, I just couldn't... For some reason, I couldn't keep going. I started playing Call of Duty and things like that after a certain point. But Pokemon Red and Blue, Gold and Silver, Yellow, obviously, hold such a special place in my heart. And that whole Gen 1 that like changed the trajectory of like what I do today is probably because of that. What my dad still does today and still owns a little mum and grub pop game shop today where he does like kids' birthday parties and stuff like that. Obviously... It's changed. It's always elevating. You're always changing what you're doing business model wise. But like Pokemon is such a key ingredient in the MC Fixer timeline. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think even for me, like I can go back and think of a Pokemon game and then think of where I was in my life and sort of like remember how it was to live in that time because of the Pokemon game. And so I think stuff like that, I think for me, the answer would be Pokemon as a franchise as well. If I'm like really going down to like the memory that sticks out the most, like I could go Blue when I'd go over my cousin's house because they had Blue, I didn't have Blue, but they didn't play it, so I had to save on the game. Nice. So every time I'd go over, I'd play that, or Pokemon Silver after we got that and playing that, or even if you go to like Pokemon Pearl, we went to a game store that was near us. They sold it like a week early to us. And they sell games early all the time, so we'd go there all the time to get stuff. And so I remember getting the DS in the game, and they're like, "Just don't post about it, don't talk about it, etc., etc." Like you guys are good to go.
They didn't even say that to us. I remember I got Mario Party early. Mario Party 4 on GameCube, paid £10 more and got it early. I'm just like, yeah, here you go. I didn't get a don't talk about it, don't anything. It was just like, yeah, we got it. Do you want it? And I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, I want it. Like, what do you mean? It's Mario Party.
It's
like,
me.
Yeah. But Pokemon's crazy.
So I'm going to age myself a little bit, but I'm going to give you a bit of history lesson on my childhood. I came from a broken family. Didn't speak to my dad a lot. And one Christmas, he bought me the OG Game Boy, like the big gray brick, like that thing. I got that with the Tetris. And ironically, that one gift that he got me brought my mum so close together because we would spend our entire time just going backwards and forwards, beating each other's scar. Gosh, and it was like, that was my childhood, like just like playing that at the kitchen table. Like I beat your score, here you go, your turn, try and do it.
Yeah.
And just like going backwards and forwards constantly, just like that was my first leaderboard as a kid. And I think that was what made me so competitive back in the day. And it was like, it was just so good. Like, yeah, that was the iconic, like the original Game Boy with that. And then getting the little magnifying glass with the light on it as well.
Nice.
Pressure's just blinding us.
My camera was acting up. I had to fix it.
Nah, you're all good. You're all good. Yeah, you got having a moment. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what?
Yeah, no, that was it for me.
The biggest memory that sticks out to my mind is like, it's Pokemon related, but it's not really like an accessory. It's more a cheat. Do you guys remember like the Mr. Not Game Show. I'm talking about in the actual game. Like the Mr. I think it was called like Mr. Machine Go or something like that, where you'd go up and down the sea and then like you could duplicate your Pokemon and rare candy and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, bro, that's still ingrained into my head of like doing that. But yeah, and then obviously, yeah, Pokemon, just Pokemon. I know we're an Xbox podcast, but like that's the memory. That's the memory. Yeah. And then when it comes to handhelds, I'm still waiting for an Xbox handheld. I've been waiting.
Soon. Maybe. Possibly.
Soon. I think we lost Acepticon again. I think he might be dead. Yeah.
Just hardware issues.
Yeah, he's in trouble. He's in trouble. I'll be honest with you. That's it. Let's plug and get ourselves out of here. Crash, we got to plug this week.
24-hour stream, the 27th. Come hang out. It's going to be a good time. We got, I think with the two games we have announced that we'll be playing, I think it's going to be a good time, even with just those. But we do have a bunch of other stuff, forfeits, all those things planned. So come through and hang out with us on the 12th, not the 12th, the 27th.
Well done, Chris. I'm proud of you. I'm going to talk for Despawn. Hi, my name is Despawn. Go follow me at Paul Despawn everywhere. It's not Paul Despawn, it's not Despawn Games, it's Paul Despawn. And I really hate when MC Fixer says that wrong. So my name's Despawn, and make sure you go follow me everywhere at Despawn Games. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Paul Despawn.
Oh, sorry, there you go. It's Paul Despawn. My apologies. Your plug's done, so you're done for this episode. Like Chris said, to echo that, make sure you come hang out 27th. That's the big thing. Please come holla, come have a good time. Yeah, we'll probably announce what we're doing this week, end of this week, probably. I would have thought something like that. But we'll see. We'll see. Plenty to do. A few people have messaged me and asked me why was there no My Xbox Me Extra. My Xbox Extra happens when it happens. Sometimes you'll get an extra, sometimes you won't get an extra. Are you getting an extra this week? I don't know. Despawn's headset might not allow us to this week. So maybe we'll have more to talk about next week, but we will see. So extras hasn't disappeared. It's just a case of we'll do one when we have too much to talk about on the main show, and things that we think are relevant and we should talk about. And yeah, I want to say, I still haven't played Dragon's Dogma. I still haven't beat Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I still haven't beat Infinite Wealth. You haven't missed, you're not missing much. God, I just, God, so annoying. So annoying. But until next time, we'll love you, leave you, see you later. Good boys.